Okay.
I had to twerk for 5 seconds.
Go ahead.
But wait! There's more!
I have a boyfriend.
That's cap.
No, it's not. It's not cap.
It's an evil world we live in, but hey, I'm
a
keep.
Would you stay with a man that beats you every Friday, but he pays you 800?
I don't care what nobody fucking says. I'm not a motherfucking city girl. I miss my fucking man, and you need to come home now. So if you see this, babe, I miss you. Come home.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you.
We don't care.
In my experience, the worst people to deal with are the athletes. Wow. None of them need condoms, really. So if y'all really want to try to come up off a check off a man, you could just fuck an athlete. They're really dumb.
You did a video talking about sucking dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it's an art.
Yeah, but women aren't that blunt online, just in public about them.
I do. Enjoy wow. dick sucking. I like to talk about it.
Per society standards, I was someone who, you know, low body count, already labeled a whore.
Shit. Your origin story started because you went all over the internet stating that you like sucking dicks. You like committing promiscuous acts with different men all the time. So don't come here and say that you were treated as a whore before everything happened.
Between the two of us, who's more attractive?
Oh, definitely you.
Oh, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
I would have said that too.
Women have no idea how narcissistic they really are. We literally live in the Twilight Zone.
I want a man that will be loyal to me. What's wrong?
But you are. You out here fucking with other dudes.
I could be loyal to you if I want to be loyal to you.
You already showing your true colors.
What is my true colors? Purple?
That you unfaithful? You a hoe?
I'm not a hoe.
You just told me you was a hoe.
No, I didn't. You're gaslighting me. Are you dumb?
Am I dumb?
Are you dumb? Why are you arguing with me? I didn't say that.
I'm not arguing with you because I don't argue with females, so I'm not arguing with you.
My IQ dropped like 20% trying to understand this conversation. Just get your passport, bros. Move on. You aren't going to win this gender war.
Yo, I'm out here with my new girlfriend. We just out here chilling all day. I'm about to give her 10K right now. Bro, here you go, babe. Psych!
What is your body count?
5-4.
What is the chances I can make yours 5-6?
Can you do a little twirl for us?
Yeah, we're in the shoes room.
Rick Owens.
Okay.
Who's your day?
Is it real?
This is real.
I can make it a 6.
I can make it 5.
Oh my god, we can be Eskimo sisters!
Y'all do this on YouTube?
Oh, this is about to be on.
He got the no!
Having a preference is something like, I'm looking for a partner who likes kayaking, or wakes up early in the morning, or loves pizza. But when your preferences exclude an entire group of marginalized people, that's problematic. Okay, that's not nice, that's not a preference. If you lump all fat people in one group together as though they are not very different individuals, that's fatphobic. Just like lumping all black people in one group and saying, I don't like black people is racist. And lumping all disabled people in one group and saying, I don't think people in wheelchairs are hot is ableist. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't like dating unhealthy people. If you don't respect yourself enough to maintain a healthy weight, don't expect me to want to date you. These women are delusional.
I don't know why everyone comes on the internet to bitch about sexism, because I'm sexist. I'm sexist as shit. I fucking hate men. But actually, I'm not sexist, because I hate women too, and that is the true meaning of feminism, equality. Also, I'm really only a feminist at my convenience, because... I'm a feminist until there's something real heavy to carry, and then all of a sudden, I'm a damsel in distress. I don't care if I have to feed into your toxic masculinity, if that means I don't gotta carry some shit upstairs or something. My morals go out the fucking window. I'm very depressed today.
I think men and women are equally shitty. I think people can be shitty, but if you pay one gender to make bad decisions, they're gonna make more bad decisions.
That's true.
Like, if you if you pay people to be single mothers, there's going to be more single mothers. If you pay women to divorce and they get half, they're going to do it. Like, if you pay, if you allow women to beat up on men and not, and be able to call the police and blame it on the guy, they're going to do it. If you if you say believe all women, then the shitty women are going to do it.
My name is not Jenna.
Please don't assume.
I am assuming.
I'm identifying as Jenna.
Okay, but your name is Caitlin. Why are you here?
No, I'm identifying as Jenna.
No, she just said my name is not Caitlin.
Your name is Caitlin. Why are you here?
So please respect me and my person.
Jenna?
My name is Jenna, and my pronouns are they and them. Respect it.
I would respect your pronouns.
If you don't, you're a bigot.
What is the point of all of this? Why? What? When? Where? How? What the fuck?
Why do you think that women are better than men? Just give me three reasons why women are better than men.
We're more progressive. You guys are just stuck and never evolving.
We've been letting men think they're winning so we can get ahead for a long time.
What's the next one?
For what?
Just one more. Just one more. Give me one more. Give me one more. Okay, go ahead.
I can't answer this. What are two top things that the whole entire world cares about? Money and pussy. We're the ones who have the pussy. We're literally the top. We're top.
How does that make you guys better?
Money and women. That's
honestly,
it. That's all
it
the world cares about.
Because we can create life. You guys can't.
Okay, but that's beautiful.
There's more of you because
that
of
doesn't
us.
Make you better.
Can people. You create okay. life inside of you?
It takes two.
I have to put it in you.
Right.
But can you create a whole life inside of you?
You're delusional. It comes from above in me, and then I put it in you, the earthly being. Right. Do you understand that? Okay. You need a man to want to bust inside you and make kids with you.
These gender war podcasts are so boring and old. It's the same low IQ conversations over and over and over again.
Are you guys like friends by any chance?
Yeah, we're sisters.
Are you single or are you taken?
I have a boyfriend.
Single.
Do you by any chance know her boyfriend?
Yeah, I don't like him. I'm not a fan.
Why?
Because he treats you like we've literally talked about this.
Fair enough.
Is it alright if like she calls your boyfriend and asks him to Netflix and chill for like a video?
Yeah,
I'll do that.
Call him up.
Yeah, hello?
And what are you doing?
At the moment, man, I'm just kidding.
Do you want to come over? Like Netflix and chill?
I'm not gonna lie, but you know I've been in a relationship for 4 years now, man. I don't want to cheat, man. I'm a loyal guy. I'm loyal.
Alright, okay. I knew he was gonna be loyal. I just bar.
Okay, I mean, I guess he's loyal.
He's ringing.
Oh, wait, put it on speaker.
Yeah, hey, B, you alright?
Yeah, I'm alright.
Yeah,
what's up?
No, I'm just checking on you. What are you up to?
I'm just at home. I'm just doing my work. I'm
studying real hard.
Yeah, of course.
I'll leave you to it.
Okay, I love you.
I love you.
That was really strange. Why did he just call you and not tell you about her?
No, yeah. Hello?
Yeah, hey, yeah, you can come over if you want.
Am I coming to yours?
Yeah, I just had to check that the coast was clear, innit? Come over in about 30 minutes.
Alright, okay. I didn't know that you liked me, you know?
Yeah, because obviously, like, your sister told me that you had a crush on me and you were jealous.
What?
Why would you say that?
Because it's true. You've always been jealous of us and my boyfriend all the time.
What do I have to be jealous about?
Everything, clearly. And you take it away from me right now.
Yeah, I am.
Why did you say she was jealous of your boyfriend?
Because she's a snake and she's fancied him for ages.
You guys are sisters. You guys shouldn't even be fighting.
You've literally never brought this to me before, ever. So why now we're with people?
You just start an argument over it. I've seen it for ages. The way you look at him when he comes around.
I can't take you seriously right now. What the f***?
Bro, are you still on the phone?
Yeah, what's going on?
This is a TikTok video. You just got exposed.
I heard all of this, by the way. I know what you're doing.
It's not what you think.
I mean, it is, clearly.
Man, you're not getting it twisted.
Wait, did he just hang up?
He just hung up the phone.
Are you guys still going to be sisters after this?
I'm never speaking to her again.